and welcome to the podcast where you will heal the relationship with yourself, unlearn the limiting beliefs that tell you it's better to blend in than stand out, and realize that you are more than enough. You are incredible. I am your host, Susan Padrone, an intuitive personal stylist and award-winning author featured in InStyle and many publications accessible all over the world. I am a tattooed queer mom who is showing up to give you the gentle nudge or emotional hug, whichever you need, so that you can give yourself the permission to be you. This is the Susan Padrone Podcast. I lost track of how many times I've heard people say, "I just wear black because black looks good on everyone." Hi, I'm Susan, your friendly, color-loving, color analysis certified personal stylist here to tell you, no, black does not look good on everyone. The truth about black is that a true black is actually a cool color. When we're talking about colors, there are colors with a cool base and others with a warm base. And of course, there are neutrals too. But even neutrals usually have like a little bit of warm or a little bit of cool. And you're probably familiar with this already when you're thinking about lipsticks, right? Like red lipsticks, you have like warm reds, cool reds. Same thing when we're talking about any color. So a true black and a true white both lean cool. Meaning, if you don't have a cool undertone to your skin is going to look more pale. The shadows under your eyes will be accentuated, along with any redness that you have in your skin. When you wear black, you might feel like you have to wear more makeup or bolder makeup. And it's not because black is an edgier color. It's because it's draining the life from your face. While becoming certified in color analysis, I learned that out of the 4 home seasons and 6 additional flows, there is only 1 season or flow that includes true black. Just one. 1 out of 10. Before you start saying awful things about me because I just told you that you probably shouldn't be wearing black, let's discuss your other options. Now, there are other seasons or flows that include a version of black, such as black brown or a charcoal brown, but that also means that only 3 out of 10 seasons or flows include black or a version of black. So 7 out of 10 do not. Okay. So I get that you might be back to hating me again. Let's, you know, allow me to provide some options that don't include removing all the black from your closet, because really, you don't have to do that. That's totally unnecessary. When it comes to wearing black or any other color that's not actually in your color palette, it's all about proportions and placement. The closer to your face, the more important it becomes that the color is in your color palette or your season. Your makeup will help to accentuate your features more if it's within your color palette, your specific color palette, especially if you're wearing a black shirt or a black dress. If you wear glasses or jewelry, consider choosing accessories in your color palette to help highlight more of the colors by your face. Try to avoid wearing a black long-sleeved turtleneck because you'll be covering the majority of your upper body all the way up to your face in a color that's not enhancing your natural coloring. If you do choose to wear the black turtleneck, consider wearing a sweater or a jacket over that is within your color palette. The jacket will have greater proportions for coverage on your body and bring a harmonious color near your face. You can easily wear a black top or a black dress that has a deeper neckline or is sleeveless because in that situation, your natural coloring, the natural coloring of your skin, will be the dominant focus and it'll take the attention away from the black that you're wearing. Regarding placement for black clothes or accessories, the further away from your face or the smaller the piece, the less of an impact it has. So things like black accessories, a black bag, shoes, jewelry, and even pants, it's not that big of a deal. Totally okay. The other colors that you're wearing will win out and be the main focus. Because again, further away from your face, lower placement on your body means less of an impact by your face. A lot of us are trained to visually prefer contrast when it comes to colors and clothes, but really, Our natural features are enhanced when there's harmony and balance to our outfit. Black is also not naturally slimming. Clothes that fit your body well are going to make you feel better in your body. And on that note, my loves, to book a color analysis session with me, click that link in the show notes. Until next time. Thanks for taking the time to listen. The best way to support this podcast is to subscribe and leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts.